This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Dean, where does your water come from?
The same place that my electricity comes from, a utility company. Why?
Having dependable clean water is more of a privilege every day due to increased population, inefficient use, and pollution. Worldwide, 1 billion people lack access to safe drinking water. In Nigeria, for example, half of the population lacks clean water.
So I should send my leftover water to Nigeria? I am sorry that they don't have clean water, but I can't have a direct impact on them.
Actually, you can have direct impact on the world's water supply. Right now, it takes a football field filled 1 foot deep to provide a year's worth of water to 8 Americans. We can cut that down. Leftover water is never wasted. It's stored for future use.
What difference does it make if I conserve when we're watering golf courses in the desert?
Good try. But you can't deflect your own moral responsibilities by pointing out the sins of others.
Okay. So what should I do?
Well, ethically speaking, you should, one, refrain from running water needlessly, like when you're brushing your teeth or washing dishes. You can invest in low water use washing machines, shower heads, toilets, and you can design locally friendly landscapes that use native plants in your yard. These use no more water than the local environment provides.
It's expensive to acquire and treat drinking water and then dispose of wastewater, so we have economic as well as ethical encouragement to conserve water use. It's just another way of how doing the right thing can serve our self-interest.
When is it in your self-interest to do the right thing? Enlighten us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, support by the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.